congrats on another great season. I know your teams were awesome last year, and the girls winning it, and the boys were second. And, boy, you've picked up where you left off from last year's state track and field meet. It's been a tremendous spring, hasn't it?
It really has. Yeah, we are very blessed with the kind of athletes and coaching and stuff that we get here. And we're excited to kind of roll down there again this week.
Start with the girls first. Scored 159 points. You did what you had to do in that girls division, and I don't think anything, no surprises whatsoever out of that district, was it?
No. I thought it wasn't a disappointment. Our kids performed as I expected them to, as we expected them to. So nothing crazy, that was for sure.
I tell you, one thing, I look at your girls' lineup, a lot of underclassmen. I mean, you have some seniors, but you have a lot of underclassmen girls that are doing some good things this year.
Yeah, we really have. We're led by, obviously, a junior, Emma Stephenson, who's just having a tremendous season overall. But, we talk a lot about her here in a minute. But, we've had some little freshman girl come in, fit in our relays, and some sophomores, and we filled in a lot of little pieces here and there with these young ones.
And a lot of these girls are open events and run their opens, but really key part of those relays too, aren't they?
They really are, and we tried to. When I got the head job several years ago, kind of one of my missions was, as a team, we want to build those relays, and we want to get all the relays to state every year. Just, we're a big enough school and enough talent that we should be able to do that, and we have. And it's nice because, again, I go like talk about Emma Stephenson. She easily could have tried to get in another open, and but she, for the good of the team, wanted to do the relays, and so that's what we did.
Boy, stand out in the quarter, the half, runs an incredible 4x4 as well. I mean, my gosh, I mean, and that 4x4 just about got sub 4 minutes, came awfully close.
They really did, and it's hard to do that in a district, in a one-day district, because you're really loading up your kids, in a short time frame, really, to try to do all that. So in order to step up and do that was a really impressive deal.
And also part of that 4x8, I know I ran a 9:56, and I know that 4x8 Class B of with McCooks ran a good time at districts. You ran a good time. That's going to be right off the get go. That first track event's going to be pretty fun to watch.
It really is. We know there's a couple down here this our way too. With Norris and Elk North, they're always going to be at it. 4x8s are always fun at state because districts are hard because you kind of try to run good enough to win and then get through the day. You can't spend it all in the first meet of the district, so but you can unload a little bit next Wednesday, so that'll be fun.
You're going to score some points in the field, especially at vaults. You got a heck of a vaulter this year.
We really do. Avery Scott is our defending state champion in the vault, and so she's hitting, I think, second in the class right now behind a girl from Northwest, the Kraftka girl. But she's, she's really come along. She's a great, great kid, and kind of battled a little bit this year trying to adjust to her pulls and all that kind of stuff. But she had a great district performance, and we're excited to see where she's at there.
And then, gosh, you go to every event, Coach. Your hurdles, I mean, hurdles are pretty special, the 100s and the 300s. You got a young lady I know had to battle the Auburn girl, but still ran some pretty decent times.
Yeah, Taya Mersney, she's, I'm excited to have her come to state healthy. She was a girl last year that battled as a sophomore, battled a stress fracture in her leg most of the year. She did recover enough to qualify for state in the 100s last year, but she's back full go this year, running up with the best of them, so that's really good.
Coach, to the boys, and wow, you got some fast guys. Your sprinters, your relays, holy smokes, are they fast this year?
We do. It's a lot of fun. We kids really like it. They're real competitive with the sprints. Our strength coach is our sprints coach. He's got a nice little system of work that he's put together, you know, through the weight room and all that kind of stuff. And we try really hard to put a program together that's going to peak them right now, and I think that they're doing that. So, you know, we have Connor Shear, our 100 kid, 100, 200. He's on the relays. He's another athlete who he hurt his hip last year midseason and didn't finish the year. So he's going after his first time down at Burke this year. So we're excited to see what he can do down there. And then we got a senior boy, Derek Sutter, who's done a lot to just improve himself over the years. And then our boy Braxton Smith, who's a two-time defending champion in the 400. He was hurt. I mean, he ran his 400 last year really, really hurt. and he got through it. It was amazing the toughness that he even competed last year at state, and then he wasn't really able to do anything for about 6 months. So he's kind of working himself back into shape. So
I do remember when he got hurt. Yep. So he's fully recovered. Did he have a chance to play? I'm trying to think. We played Waverly in football this year. Did he have a chance to play football or not?
He did not. He missed the whole season. He missed the whole season playing football. So he's back in shape. You know, he's going to go after it. So
you got depth. I mean, you just got depth at those sprints, don't you?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
You've got a couple of hurdlers. I love the hurdles as well. We got a nice little freshman hurdler that's going to be making some noise here this year in the future.
Yeah, we got a good one in this Braxton Badman. He's pretty special. We kind of noticed him at middle school last year, and he had a good time at middle school, state, and all those kind of things, and got working on the hurdles, and he ran a really good time at districts. I think he's going in. He might be going in with fastest time. So he'll be right up there, you know, with the best of them as a freshman. He broke our school record already in the 110s. So he's pretty special.
You're going to score some points in those field events. You got some jumps. You got a throw in there as well.
Yeah. We have this young man, Chase Dittenberg, who hasn't done track since middle school. He's been a baseball kid. His dad's actually the baseball coach. He kind of helped with our unified team last year. Came out through the shop, put a little bit, and realized, hey, I'm pretty good at this. And so he just made the decision to do track this year. And he's been throwing, mid 50s pretty consistently. And then we got another senior who's been throwing over 50. And we haven't had that for a little while, so we're excited about the throwers.
Coach, I'm sure you looked at the lane assignments, everything came out. You looked at other districts on the girls' side. Contenders along with yourself, you're going to try to win that thing again. But the Norrises, the Northwest, the Benningtons, those same teams are probably going to push you again.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. Bennington's got a lot. They're a little like us in terms of they're bringing a lot of numbers. They can number us up a little bit, pretty good. So that'll be a good battle. It'll come down to who can get some of those top points. With Avery and the pole vault, Annie Harms and the triple jump, and Emma. We feel good about Emma Stephenson and her stuff, and Alana De Palma in there. But it'll be kind of a battle there. Norris and Gone Northwest have some really, really high end kids. The Kraftka girl from Northwest, and Ray, and Landon Gates, and a couple of the kids from Norris they're awfully good. So.
Same with the boys' side. Norris won it last year. You finished second. Some of those same teams are going to be pushing your team for that state title again.
Yeah. Gretna East is a good team. Elkhorn Norris got some ponies. Norris is always right up there. And it's always interesting. It's always fun to see what there is out towards the west. I know Sydney's put some good times out for a few things, so it'll be fun to see what comes from that. But I feel pretty good. If we can get through everything, I feel pretty good about where we're at.